Hello, Tanya.
Hey, Bree. Great to see you this morning.
Yes, yes. Welcome into the studio.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Yeah, true. It's your first show back.
First show back. I feel as bright and sparkly.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
So today we're talking about sex parties.
Yeah.
And let's start off with, what is a sex party?
What is a sex party? That's a good question. It's basically a party where sex can happen. Right? You could be a voyeur or you could be a participant. It's that broad. People can then fill in the blanks or make the kind of party that they want to. So there's quite a lot of different sex parties that are out there, and each organiser will be different. So it's important to remember that it's up to the organiser, and some of them will be better or worse at safer sex and consent and things like that. But, you know, you can have an organised orgy, you could have a gangbang, a swingers party, also known as partner swapping. You could have just sex on premises where people can do whatever they want, a kink party, voyeurism, exhibitionism, all sorts of fun events.
Is there like a minimum amount of people you need to classify it a sex party?
Well, no, because I think a lot of these things are private too. Sometimes people meet in hotel rooms. It can be anyone from, like, any number from two to as many as you want. I guess you need to think about how many your venue, and we'll get into that a bit later, can accommodate, you know, comfortably, because you don't want to sort of have a tiny weeny space and have lots of people and everything becomes a bit awkward and uncomfortable.
And so approaching a sex party, I guess, how do you approach consent?
Yeah. It's a really big one. I think today, a lot of modern day sex parties are hosting, they're having a consent workshop. Sometimes they have it before the sex party, so you need to attend this before you're allowed to attend. Other people might have a little presentation at the beginning where they say, this is how we work, this is how we negotiate, these are our consent guidelines. They might use the traffic light system or a few other things. Some people put posters up on the wall saying these are the house rules. For example, you must ask, don't invade somebody's space, a closed door equals a closed room, no cameras, phones, photography, don't talk about people outside the party, you know, confidentiality, that sort of thing. So there's a number of ways that people can approach that. Oh, and some parties, yes, some parties hand out consent cards.
Okay.
So there's a whole lot of activities on the card, and you can use these cards to discuss what you'd like to do with other people at the party.
Yeah, and I imagine, so you rock up to these parties. Is everyone sort of open, or how do you sort of decline unwanted attention, or maybe invite someone to do something?
Yeah, I think, you know, lots of people come to me saying, hey, I want to go to a swingers party, or I want to do this, or a friend of mine's holding a party and I don't know what to do. So I always suggest that you feel into it moment by moment, room by room, person by person, right? You don't have to do anything. Just because you're at a sex party doesn't mean you have to have sex. You could have a really lovely time watching what everybody else does and being very excited and going home and doing fun things with your partner. Lots of people do that. And it's always a good idea, if it's your first one, to just go and watch and get the lay of the land. You don't have to jump in and be the centre of attention and most enthusiastic person there. Yeah. I think there's a lot of guidelines for people. You know, if people want to participate or play, you ask politely, and then you need to be prepared to hear no as well. It's important. So if you get an unwanted invitation at a party, you can say no thank you politely. You can move away if you might be busy, and if somebody's trying to get in on that, you can just turn away, move your body away, close your eyes, push their hand away if they're trying to touch. That's common at swingers parties. Shake your head, talk to the party host or the party monitors if you're having trouble with somebody. And as a participant, you really need to be aware of other people's body language, because not everybody can verbally or physically decline. Right? So look out for head shaking, back turning, subtle movements away, people who might be clenching or sweating if you come near them, no eye contact, that sort of thing. They're like pretty
nervous
good
behaviors.
Yeah, they're pretty good signs that maybe that person doesn't want to engage with you, and pay attention to that. You're not really there to sort of force people to do what you want, and you need to be responsible for your own disappointment there.
Mm. And speaking of the host, are they involved, or what is their responsibility?
Their responsibility really is to host the party. You know, they need to be walking around. They usually spend a lot of time in the social area, but they walk around, make sure people are having a good party and a safe party. They'll often get some volunteers or some monitors to sort of help them walk around the party and make sure there's no untoward, forceful, or, you know, not great behavior going on as well. So the host, it sounds really good fun, but the host doesn't have as much fun as the people coming in general. Yeah. I always am wary if there's a sex party where the host is like, yes, I want to be in the middle of the fray. I'm like, then who's got their hand on the rudder here?
Yeah. Looking out for everyone.
Yeah.
And so you talked about the different the social spaces and stuff. So is it set up? Do you normally set them up in a way where there's different areas?
Yeah. So you create your own vibe. You know, I've been fortunate enough in my job, I get to research lots of things and turned up at different parties and seen how things are done differently. So you want to make sure that you're providing comfortable surroundings, you know, have cushions, have mattresses, have comfortable areas to chill out. You want dedicated areas for sexual encounters, you know, things that won't ruin your furniture, places like that. You might want to confine things to bedrooms or separate play areas that aren't on your best lounge. Make sure you've got a chill out area. If you know you want to, you can provide massage tables, because especially in kink play, some massage tables are really good to sort of get people at the right height and angle, and you can be doing all sorts of things. Some people provide sex slings and sex toys, sex furniture. You can use your bedrooms as playrooms. Kitchen area is generally a sex-free zone. You know, you want to keep some things just like...
chill out, have a snack, have
a
breather.
Yeah, and then you've got to think about things like safer sex supplies. You know, make sure there are things around in many locations for people to use. Things like condoms, gloves, non-scented wet wipes, different sized condoms, different types of lube, dental dams. If you don't have dental dams, you can make them by cutting a condom in half and spreading it out. And bluey sheets, which you can get from chemists. You know,
what are those?
They're sheets that you can put down to catch any moisture, body fluid, that sort of thing. They'll often put them underneath you if you're having a pap smear or a medical exam, okay, so that you don't make a mess of their lovely bench. Hmm. Yeah.
We are here on Let's Talk About Sex, talking about sex parties. We're going to chuck on a song right now, and when we come back, we're going to talk about etiquette when you're involved in one. Here's Tommy Genesis with Daddy. Bit of a language warning. On mornings, you're right in the middle of Let's Talk About Sex with Tanya Coons.
Hey!
Right, so we're talking about sex parties, and now we're going to get into a bit of the etiquette around how the whole party goes about. So when you have the idea for a sex party, what's the first step? Like, who do you invite?
Who do you invite? Okay, so don't ask everyone you know, right? Yeah. I don't think everybody's going to be as broad-minded as yourself. And people come up against this a lot. They think their friends might be cool, and then they feel like they're judged, or they're having to look after people who are freaking out and going, no, this isn't a thing for me. And the last thing you want to be doing is looking after people who are not having a good time. You want to manage people's expectations about what they can expect there. So canvas people casually before you send invites, like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? Was this a good idea? Is it something you'd like to come to? And don't let people bring random friends. This is how things get out of control very quickly, and you don't know if they're going to bring along creepy people. So
invite only.
Yeah, invite only, and all attendees need to be approved by the host. And you need to ensure discretion as well, like not talking about the party to all and sundry before you go, like, hey, you know, I'm going to this really cool sex party. It's in this suburb and blah, 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 because people will snoop and find it.
Mm.
So talk to people, give them a brief, send out an email beforehand saying, you know, this is the address. You need to dress appropriately when you're coming and going from your car or your Uber. Please wear coats. Don't, you know, strut around a suburban street wearing super sexy gear, because the neighbors may not appreciate that. They could call the police. You know, that's often a thing that will happen.
Mm.
And, not giving out the location. One thing I forgot to mention before when you're planning is make sure you've got cleaning supplies. This is really important for the safer sex. So when you want to clean up after people have, there's a product called ViraClean for surfaces that, so if you've had any body fluids, blood, sweat, anything like that, you can get this from medical supply stores. You just spray it over the surface, bench tops, massage tables, and you need to leave it on for 5 minutes because it actually does the cleaning and the antibacterial stuff as it's drying. So that's an important thing. Have antibacterial soaps around and pumps, have gloves, have paper towels, have a sharps box if people are going to play with, do any blood play or things like that, and have garbage bins all around so people can conveniently and quietly dispose of anything they might have used to make a mess with.
Fair.
Very important. Yeah.
So when you're, obviously cleaning up, super important.
As you go. Yes.
And back to sort of etiquette, what is the best way, do you think, to approach a conversation? Oh, sorry.
To sort of get someone involved?
Yeah,
I think each party will have its own etiquette. I think always look first and see, have a little look around and see what the lay of this land is. If you see a closed door, that means a closed room. No one can come in, private space. That's a general kind of rule. Mm. An open door means that other people are welcome to come in. So the people playing in that room are open to voyeurism. So if the door's open, you can come in and have a bit of a look. Looking means exactly that. It doesn't mean coming in and touching and, you know, getting involved in what's going on. So keep a distance, especially if you're at a kink party, definitely keep a distance, watch. Never interrupt people's play. Don't talk to the players in the scene. You're just there watching, going, right, okay, this is pretty cool. That's how they do it.
And how is there too much sort of looking? Is it sort of like, oh, wow, they've been looking for a while?
It really depends on the folks being viewed, because some people really get off on being watched. Some people don't even realise they're being watched because they're caught up in whatever they're doing. Others might feel a little uncomfortable. So, and I think also some people watch very hopefully, hoping they'll be invited in, but you really need to wait for an invitation. If you're looking at something that's already going on, be cool about that. A lot of people might have planned before the party, saying like, hey, let's do this at this party, there's going to be a space. So you need to be very respectful of that. There's often a break or a lull in things where you might be able to say, hey, would you like somebody else to join in? And asking questions like that. Take care not to objectify people. You know, remember that some people have had to put up with objectification all their lives, and they might have a pretty low threshold for that. So an example of objectification at a sex party is like, oh, you've got nice tits, right? I'm sure the person who owns them is pretty aware of that, and they don't really need to be reminded like that. Hmm. And also like, geez, I think I could wash my knickers on that six pack. You know, that's kind of not appropriate. It's more about what's going on and who you'd like to play with rather than sort of commenting on their appearance.
Making comments, yeah.
Yeah.
And watching versus participating, there's no rules. You just sort of go in with what's comfortable.
Yeah. It's that sort of feeling into it moment by moment, person by person, room to room. So some rooms will have different things going on. There might be different vibes. I mean, different people give off different things. So sometimes it's possible to get in. And I think you do need to be brave, but you need to be respectful. Yeah. So I always err. And I think it's okay to ask simple questions like, may I? It's two words. It's not going to, or you can make eye contact with somebody and give them like a raised eyebrow or a quizzical face I'd like to join in. Look, you know, there's a lot of, you know, experienced swingers. There's a whole lot of sort of quiet etiquette that doesn't involve a big dialogue where people can sort of suggest and say yes or no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're tuned into Let's Talk About Sex. Thank you, Tanya, for coming in.
Good luck, everyone hosting sex parties. Talking about alcohol and drugs at these parties, because I think a lot of people are like, yes, let's take all these things along. But remember, your decision making will be impaired. And a lot of people who organise professional parties along these lines don't want alcohol or drugs at the parties, because people aren't going to make informed and responsible decisions, and they can very quickly transgress consent. So maybe get your high by participating in the party, get the natural high of the endorphins rather than bringing along a chemical high. And, you know, be careful of things that can go wrong. Lots of things can go wrong. So don't whip out your phone and start filming people so you can show your mates at the pub. You know, that's not, it's not on. I've seen people be thrown out of parties for that. It's absolutely not cool. And it's really about respecting everybody's privacy because, you know, it's a special gig. If you've been invited to this, you've been lucky enough to be allowed into a place where people are going to be open and include you in things. So you really don't want to mess that up.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there'll be many things to think about. Maybe some sex parties happening.
Call in and tell us how they go.
Thank you so much for coming in. Right now I'm going to take a track from Amen Dunes. This is Believe.